When I was a little kid, they said, "What's your daddy do?" And I says, "He goes ding, ding, ding."
David Allen, his brother Chuck Allen, and their father Charles Allen are piano tuners. The family's in visiting from Texas. One brother stayed home. He's just a part-time piano tuner.
We all can tune by ear. I tuned 32 years without anything but a tuning fork and a tuning hammer.
Charles Allen taught them all the tools of the trade.
I wouldn't let them have an instrument at all. When their ears showed they had a good ear, they could tune by ear, then they can get some help from electronic.
And like practitioners in nearly every profession these days, that's what they do.
Let's go bass. This is a E, so, well, let me just get it. Just pops right in.
They like a device by a company called Sanderson out of Michigan. It's called an AccuTuner, and it measures perfect pitch. But they stress that doesn't mean just anybody could pick one up and tune a piano. And the best tuners, they say, are always musicians, too.
I'm glad Jesus came, glory to his name. Oh, what a friend is he. He so freely gave his own life to save from bounds of sin set free.
The Allen family did part of its growing up in Ridgeland, Virginia. Older brother Chuck says for them, music, church, and piano tuning all came together in the same package.
A lot of faith-based, and that's where our music comes from, is church. We went to church all the time, and so Dad tuned pianos, and we fall asleep on a church pew while he tuned pianos.
The family gets together about six times a year for fun and to work on the other part of their business, restoring old or worn pianos.
We can take any piano and put a new soundboard and pin block and stuff, but cost, it's like a car. Some people will fix an old car, and some will throw it away. It's just a piece of machinery that takes a lot of love and time and money.
The three men lead me out to a garage where they uncover what looks like a mint-condition Steinway N. Actually, it's a 90-year-old beauty they've been lovingly restoring for 3 years.
Then a big old bass string. Wow. That's just with my fingernail.
Two generations of the Allen family make their living this way, but so far it doesn't look like any of the grandkids are going to go into the piano care and tuning business. And that's part of a larger trend. There are no schools accrediting tuners. It's an apprenticeship practice that can take years to learn and decades to master. But according to the Piano Technicians Guild, fewer people than ever are choosing to.
I mean, how many do you meet?
Exactly. So. I've got three right here, but
right.
In one room, but how often do you run into
right,
them?
Right. Yeah.
In a place like southwestern Virginia, they like to say, if you knock on three doors, you'll likely find a musician behind one of them. But those doors are few and many miles apart for a piano tuner.
As much as 150 miles away. So I travel a lot. It's a hard living, like anything, but yes, it's a good living.
Nobody knows what it means to me. Nobody knows but the Lord and me.
I'm Robbie Harris.